WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. You know that feeling when you're carrying around baggage from the past, like some emotional suitcase overflowing with resentment or anger? Yeah, I get it. We all do. But guess what? That suitcase is weighing you down. It's time to unpack those old feelings and learn the art of forgiveness for others, and most importantly, for yourself. Today on The Calm Within, we're diving deep into the power of letting go and how forgiveness can actually set you free. Okay, so before we get started, let me be real with you. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or saying what someone did was okay. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering in the end. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a chance to break free from the chains of the past and move forward with lightness and clarity. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we unpack this powerful practice. 1. Forgiveness is a process, not a switch. It takes time, patience, and often, a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Throughout the journey, there will be ups and downs, moments of anger, and even days when you feel like you're taking 2 steps back for every step forward. Just remember, progress is progress, not perfection. 2. Understand that forgiveness isn't about forgetting. You can forgive someone without necessarily condoning their actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions associated with those events and allowing yourself to heal. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken toy because you knew what it was, right? Forgiveness is about letting go of the emotional broken toy that's causing you pain. 3. Practice empathy. I know it can be tough, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they simply didn't understand the impact of their actions. Understanding doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you cultivate compassion and let go of anger. 4. Focus on your own well-being. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You are the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness is about prioritizing your own peace and happiness. It's about choosing to live a life free from emotional baggage. 5. Remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a willingness to let go. But it's ultimately a powerful act of self-love. By forgiving others and yourself, you create space for healing, growth, and joy in your life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work and a colleague makes a snide comment that really gets under your skin. You feel anger bubbling up inside you, and your first instinct is to lash out or stew over it all day. But what if, instead of reacting impulsively, you took a moment to breathe? What if you reminded yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this colleague might be dealing with their own struggles? Maybe they didn't even realize how hurtful their words were. By choosing forgiveness in that moment, you avoid perpetuating negativity and create space for understanding and compassion. You show yourself and them the power of letting go. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoing or pretending it never happened. It's about recognizing that holding onto anger only hurts you in the long run. It's a conscious choice to release the past and embrace a brighter future. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, release those negative emotions, and choose forgiveness today. Your inner peace will thank you for it. And remember, you've got this. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review letting us know what resonated with you, or join the conversation on social media using #calmwithin. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, even amidst life's storms, there's always calm to be found within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.